Our next article is entitled The Spirituality of Grandparenting. It's under the rubric My Faith Journey. It's written by Elise Seyfried. She is a freelance writer and director of spiritual formation for Christ Lutheran Church in Orland, Pennsylvania. Nana, come watch me do gymnastics. Translation, watch me jump from sofa to chair to floor, sticking the landing like Simone Biles. Well, sort of. Pa, I made a drawing for you. Do you see where it says, I love Pa? The random scribble in the lower left corner. This works for Grandpa. Where did the time go? Those tiny guys we chased and sometimes chastised and loved beyond imagination are now grown-ups with partners and babies of their own. After years of swearing we're way too young to be grandparents, it suddenly feels so right to fill that role. Have you ever heard someone say, if only I could be a kid again, but knowing what I know now? Well, you can, in a way, as a grandparent. The bond with our grandchildren feels so much like long-distance travel. If you're 10,000 miles away from home and keep traveling around the globe, you start getting closer to home again. As we interact, our memories become clearer, often clearer than last night's dinner, and it's easier to recall the ups and downs of childhood. Grandparenting helps us to slow down. Alongside our grandchildren, we can again experience the expansiveness of a summer afternoon and relish the warmth of the sun on our faces. We understand the needs of children who rely on their grown-ups for food, shelter, and safe passage. We are becoming a bit more dependent on knee replacements and bifocals and maybe even a steadying arm as we navigate a crowded street. At the same time, our differences are bittersweet as our grands discover that all that they can do and be, and we grapple with new physical limitations of letting go of some expectations and dreams. We enjoy living in the moment as children do because we know how quickly those moments fly by. All the more reason to cherish the time God has given us. Every era has had its crises, when God's people worried about the future of the planet. When we boomers were kids, we crouched under school desks for protection from nuclear fallout. By the way, did anyone really think that that would work? And were parented by those who had lived through the Great Depression and World War II. Today, our precious grandchildren endure regular active shooter drills and will inherit a climate crisis. We read our science fiction and watch Star Trek movies, but we still don't have a clue what our grandchildren's future will look like. The more we try to look ahead, the more agitated we become, and the more helpless we feel, the more desperate we are that their later years will be bright ones somehow. So, what can we do for our little ones? Perhaps the question is not what we can do, but what God calls us to do. The prophet Ezekiel tells us, "And I sought for anyone among them who would repair the wall and stand in the breach before me on behalf of the land, so that I would not destroy it. But I found no one." We can stand in the breach for our grandchildren. We can pray hard for them and for the unknown challenges ahead. We can also share with them our faith stories, table graces, bedtime prayers, and what being God's beloved children means to us. And with the help of the Spirit, those messages of trust and hope will travel with them far into the future we can't even picture. My own Nana died 50 years ago, but I still remember much about her, her April Violet's cologne, her cleverness at card games and crossword puzzles, her strong faith, her boundless kindness. I think of her every day, and I try to live up to expectations she had for me and my sisters. 50 years passed quickly. I'm well past the 10,000-mile point in my life's journey. Now, when I travel, my dear little grands often hold my hand, stopping me to notice a butterfly or a cloud formation, and then tugging me onward. though I know we must part ways at some point. I thank God for my little soulmates, walking with me for a stretch while my road bends at last toward home.